Share Care, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents Share Care Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria, and welcome back. Today, I am so excited to introduce Laura Turner Seidel, an international environmental advocate and chairperson of the Captain Planet Foundation, which promotes environmental education projects worldwide. She works with the Environmental Working Group to limit toxic chemicals in food, air, water, and consumer products, and co-founded Mothers and Others for Clean Air. Welcome, Laura.
It's great to be here with you today and looking at the picture of your beautiful family and your little daughter.
Oh, thank you.
How old is she?
She's 14 months.
Oh, my goodness.
And so why some of your initiatives for, you know, creating a better earth for our children mean so much to me now. So thank you so much.
Thank
you. So much
you.
Fun. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you became interested in environmental causes in the first place.
Well, basically, my family. My grandparents were superheroes for the earth. You know, they didn't waste anything. Food. If you got cold, you went and grabbed a sweater. You know, if you just wouldn't run to the thermostat and change it. We always walked around our neighborhood and picked up trash and went and took it down to the little country store and recycled it. My father drove a small Japanese car that got 40 miles to the gallon and still does so today. We were always out in nature, so we got to learn about our environmental support system, the systems that support our lives, our air, our water, our food, our soil, all the species that we share the earth with. And I just think it's really important for kids to get out in nature like we were able to. Richard Louv, I don't know if you've heard of him, but he wrote a book 10 years ago called Last Child in the Woods and coined the phrase nature deficit disorder. And really what that is saying is that kids that don't grow up in nature are devoid of an interaction in nature, actually are not well socially adjusted. They have lower self-esteem, higher rates of depression and suicide, lower test scores. And his Children in Nature Network is actually going out and getting all this amazing research from institutions that has been locked up, and on the mental health aspects of children in nature and also the physical health. So they're going to be the repository for this information, and I think it's going to be super important to educate our legislators and direct policy on why it's important to get kids exposed and to get them away from the damn screens. You know, they're sitting in front of screens 8 to 10 hours a day now, and they're spending the majority of their time indoors. I mean, it's just, you know, one thing after another, but it's really important, and I am a true believer and passionate about it.
And you make so many points there. You talk about getting them away from their screens, but also just getting them out into nature. And studies have shown that getting out into nature amongst the trees and just out in the outdoors is good for our mental health, good for our, you know, our sanity and our well-being, everything. So many great points there on the value of that. You know, you became the chairperson of the Captain Planet Foundation. Tell us about what that is doing.
Well, Captain Planet Foundation was started 24 years ago based on the cartoon Captain Planet and the Planeteers, and millennials would know about that.
I remember watching it.
Oh, great.
So Earth, Wind, Fire, and Water, yes.
We could sing the theme song, but we'll
not
we'll,
for our listeners today. I'll spare them that.
So anyway, it was seen by millions of young children around the world, but it was educational about issues of global importance, social issues, and environmental issues. And so the foundation, my dad thought it would be really great to give small grants to teachers to provide hands-on environmental education. So these environmental stewardship projects that would really engage and enlighten and empower youth to become great stewards of what God has given us.
And
So it was like recycling projects, tree plantings, restoring wetlands, testing and monitoring waters and streams in their schoolyards and communities, and planting gardens, edible gardens or pollinator gardens. And now we even give grants. We're still giving grants to educators. And we've added ecotech grants. So where innovation and technology meet the environment and their real environmental outcomes as a result of it.
Wow. So you're not just doing things that are going to help the environment. You're teaching and instilling this love of it in children and creating that legacy for the next generation.
You got it. That's exactly right.
There you go.
Yeah.
And now, is it nationwide? Is it global? Tell us of the reach.
Well, we have funded in all 50 states and 23 countries. So it's the grants have been very impactful, and we've added a couple of programs. One of our most popular grant requests happened to be for school gardens. And so we have funded hundreds of gardens over the past two decades. And we went back and assessed those gardens to see where they were. This was before Michelle Obama came out in a significant way about getting our kids to eat healthier food and to be healthier. So, and we found out that there were definitely barriers to the longevity of school gardens. And we wanted to address those barriers. And I bet you want to know what they
were. Yes, please tell me.
How we did that. Well, first of all, school gardens have not been enculturated. So they were basically after school activities. And a lot of times they were tied to one passionate teacher or parents that aged out as their children, you know, aged out. So basically we curated and helped fill in the gaps on standards-based curricula so teachers could teach all the subjects in the context of the garden. So it became a during the school day activity that would help the teachers teach their kids about, in a fun, hands-on way, about math and history and science and social studies and health and nutrition, right?
What a smart way to kind of weave it through.
It was a smart way to weave it through. So anyway, we also provide mobile kitchen carts where the kids can participate in demos, cooking demos and tastings. So the organic, you know, vegetables that they've grown themselves, they're really excited about eating. Whether it's raw, they can barely wait to knock the dirt off before they're shoving it in their mouths, or whether it's cooked, you know, in a tomato paste. And actually, that's a cooking lesson, taking a raw tomato to a liquid. And so that's a lesson in chemistry, right?
It's a lesson in so many things that so many of us could use. And how great is it? We're worrying about giving our children and getting them to eat healthy things and putting aside the chips. And how wonderful is it that you have these kids taking the very fresh organic produce and wanting to eat it? Talk about healthy habits.
It's really a miracle. We were just... Okay, so anyway, we were just at Garden Hills Elementary with the executives from Kaiser Permanente, and we watched these kids, you know, make this amazing bowl of salad, including jalapenos and radishes. And they ate not only first, but seconds, and there wasn't a bit left in the bowl. So it really works, and it's really an important thing for us to concentrate our efforts on, because the kids get over their fear of nature, so germ, dirt, and bugs, and
which
eating vegetables.
Helps them, which helps, too, because we talk about the hygiene hypothesis and why there's more allergies and asthma, and it could be due to having less exposure to bacteria and dirt and all those things. So getting out in nature is helpful for that as well.
Truly, truly.
Really quickly, just say there's a teacher who wants to become involved with the Captain Planet Foundation. How can they access these grants if they want one?
Well, they should go to our website and check out all the information there, because we've also open sourced the standards-based curriculum, so they can use it anywhere, but they can also apply for a grant. So CaptainPlanetFoundation.org.
Okay, and that's how they can do that. So they can get information there if they just want to go ahead on their own. But if they need the grant, Captain Foundation,
CaptainPlanetFoundation.org.
Awesome. Laura, this has been so fantastic. I mean, I've just been fascinated by what I've learned about this. And I want to learn more about it. So I want to teach all of our listeners, you know, you can find out more about this. Again, go to our website. And thank you so much, CaptainPlanetFoundation.org. And it's been... I'm so inspired for Earth Day. You can find more information on all of Laura's causes at lauraseidel.com, S-E-Y-D-E-L.com. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.